Lecture topic, Virtues of a Hafiz.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس قد جاءتكم موعظة من ربكم وشفاء لما في الصدور وهدى ورحمة للمؤمنين قل بفضل الله وبرحمته فبذلك فليفرحوا هو خير مما يجمعون وقال تعالى وقرآنا فرقناه لتقرأه على الناس على مكث ونزلناه تنزيلا وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم يقول الله تعالى للعلماء يوم القيامة إذا قعد على كرسيه لقضاء عباده إني لم أجعل علمي وحكمتي فيكم إلا وأنا أريد أن أغفر لكم على ما كان منكم ولا أبالي وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام نظر الله امرأ سمع مقالتي فوعاها ثم أداها كما سمعها فرب مبلغ أو عام سامع أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله المولان العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Honorable ulama ikram, respected brothers and elders, you and I have gathered on this momentous occasion to witness the completion of the Quran, which indeed is the greatest of favors of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala upon these youngsters that will be completing their parents, their asatiza, and the ummah in its entirety. One side, in the time in which we are living, we have children who have become the targets of the curse of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And on the other hand, we will be witnessing two youngsters who have become fortunate of taking the dua of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. نَضَّرَ اللَّهُ امْرَأً سَمِعَ مَقَالَتِي Nabi alayhi salam says, Oh Allah, you brighten the life of that young man. Oh Allah, you take him, you guide him, you protect him, you preserve him. Who, O Nabi of Allah? سَمِعَ مَقَالَتِي Who listens to my deen? فَوَعَاهَا Memorizes it, understands it, commits his life to my deen. ثُمَّ أَدَّاهَا كَمَا سَمِعَهَا And then makes an effort to convey this deen ahead. Wherever this young boy will walk, Allah's qasam, he will walk with the dua of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such dua Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made in the favor of this young boy. And such is the favor of Allah upon this child. Allah addresses Nabi alayhi salam and says, وَمَا كُنْتَ تَرْجُوا أَن يُلْقَى إِلَيْكَ الْكِتَابُ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً مِّن رَبِّكَ فَلَا تَكُونَنَّ ظَهِيرًا لِلْكَافِرِينَ O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, prior to us endowing you and favoring you with prophethood and nabuwat, never did it cross your mind, never did you entertain the thought that the time is to come that we are going to make you the seal of prophets. When this child was born, and perhaps I may speak on this little, that many a times when a couple does not have children, then at that juncture we pledge to Allah, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ عَاهَدَ اللَّهَ لَإِنْ آتَانَا مِنْ فَضْلٍ لَنَصَّدَّقَنَّ وَلَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ That, oh Allah, if you give me a child, I promise you I will make him a hafiz. Oh Allah, if you bless me with a child, I promise you I will make him an alim of deen. Oh Allah, if you bless me with wealth, I promise I will spend in your path. حَمَلَتْ حَمْلًا خَفِيفًا فَمَرَّتْ بِهِ فَلَمَّا أَثْقَلَتْ دَعَوَ اللَّهَ رَبَّهُمَا Allah says, when the wife conceives, and now both understand that it is in the control of Allah, at that time the obligation of the parents towards Allah, that, oh Allah, if you give me a normal, healthy, pious child, I promise, oh my Allah, I will devote that child to the service of deen. And this is exactly what the mother of Maryam alayhi salam had said, إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لَكَ مَا فِي بَطْنِي مُحَرَّرًا فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنِّي Oh my Allah, whatever is in my stomach, I sacrifice it with the hope that it's a meal for the sacrifice of deen. فَلَمَّا وَضَعَتْهَا قَالَتْ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَضَعْتُهَا أُنْثَى But when this female was born, and she said, "Oh Allah, this is a woman, this is a girl. Wallahu a'lamu bima wada'at," and Allah knows best what she gave birth to. وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى. Indeed, the entire world craves for male, but Maryam is such a female that no male can match her. In the riwayat of Mishkan Sharif, first volume, Nabi alayhi salam says that when a child is born and the child comes into this world, يَسْتَهِلُّ صَارِخًا مِّن مَسِّ الشَّيْطَانِ, then the child starts crying. You and I perhaps might feel that the child is coming into a new environment. The doctors perhaps might explain it differently. Nabi alayhi salam says that child comes crying because the devil has spoke that child, and the devil told this innocent child, this fetus that has just departed from the womb of his mother, that from today myself and you are enemies as long as you love. However, Nabi alayhi salam says, there are two beings, غَيْرُ مَرْيَمُ, there are two beings who have been divinely exempted from the influence of shaitan at the birth, that was Maryam alayhi salam and her son Isa alayhi salam. So we pledge to Allah, we promise Allah that, "Oh Allah, if you give me, I promise you I will make him a child. I will make him an hafiz, I will make him an alim." Under the commentary of the ayat that I recited, a person by the name of Thalaba one day came to Nabi alayhi salam, "Oh Nabi of Allah, make dua, Allah must give me wealth." Nabi alayhi salam said, "Thalaba, what Allah has given you, be content with it, it is enough for you." He said, no, Nabi of Allah, I want wealth, I want wealth." Nabi alayhi salam said, "Ma qalla wa kafa khayrun mimma kathura wa alha." "Oh Thalaba, that which is little and keeps you obligated to Allah is better than that which comes in abundance but makes you unmindful of Allah." Under the commentary of the ayat in Ruhul Ma'ani, it is written, وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً وَإِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Where Allah promises that we will test every human. Some we will give them health and we will test them. Some we will give them sickness and we will test them. Some wealth and some poverty. Allah says, "We will test you with good conditions and bad conditions." Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu says, with reference to Ruhul Ma'ani, بُلِينَا بِالضَّرَّةِ فَصَبَرْنَا وَبُلِينَا بِالسَّرَّةِ فَلَمْ نَصْبِرْ. Allah tested us, that is the galaxy of Sahaba, with health, wealth and affluence. First Allah tested us with poverty, penury, difficulty, hardships. Sayyidina Umar says, "We thank Allah that we survived the test that came with poverty. Then came the test of Allah with health, wealth, prosperity and popularity. Unfortunately, we could not survive the test of Allah that came with wealth." Brothers, in Kanzul Ummal, there is a riwayat. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, addressing his sahaba one day, said, "Kayfa bikum idha ghada ahadukum fi hullatin wa raha fi hullatin ukhra." Oh my sahaba, what will be your condition when today you don't have sufficient cloth to cover the body of the deceased? When the janazah of Mus'ab bin Umair was brought, in ghuttiya ra'suhu badat rijla. Oh my sahaba, a time will come where one ummati will have one garment for the morning, one for the afternoon, one for the evening, one for the function, one after the function. Wa rufi'at bayna yadayhi suhfatun, and before one platter of food can be lifted, the next will be brought. وَسَتَرْتُمْ بُيُوتَكُمْ كَمَا تُسْتَرُ الْكَعْبَةِ, and you will decorate your homes like how the Kaaba is decorated. Oh my sahaba, when Allah will open such affluence, how will you react? Sahaba said, "Oh Nabi of Allah, when Allah will give us so much, then it will be all the better. We will make the ibadat of Allah even more." Nabi alayhi salam said, no, my sahaba, today you are better than that day. Today you are thirsty for perhaps water and you are hungry for food but you don't have it. Wallah, that day wala yukthiranna indakum al-khubz wal-lahmu hatta la yudhkar ala kathirin minhu ismullahi ta'ala. You will sit on the dastarkhan. There will be such a variety of food. You will be confused in picking and selecting the delicacies. In the process, you will forget taking the name of Allah in the beginning and in the ending also. وَلَا يَذْرِبَنَّ رِقَابَ بَعْضِكُمْ, and you will become thirsty for the blood of your brother. You won't be thirsty for water, you will be thirsty for the blood of your brother. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu says, the challenges that came with wealth were much more intense. Nabi alayhi salam told Thalaba, "Oh Thalaba, what Allah has given you is sufficient." He implored Nabi alayhi salam, "Oh Nabi of Allah, tell Allah, Allah must give me." Nabi alayhi salam made dua, Allah gave him wealth. Many of us cried, Allah gave us children. When Allah gave us children, Allah forgive. When that man is lying in the hospital and you visit him, then the only statement is Allah. Marra ka'allam yad'una ila dhurrim massa. But when he comes out of that hospital, and prior to the operation, "Mawlana, these doctors can't do anything, only Allah does. What can they do?" And when he comes out with a successful operation, "I must compliment the staff of this hospital." Instant, what does Allah say? That when you are sinking in the center of the ocean, like they say, there's no atheist on a sinking ship, oh my God. ظَلَّ مَن تَدْعُونَ إِلَّا إِيَّا. You forget every power but Allah. فَلَمَّا نَجَّاكُمْ إِلَى الْبَرِّ أَعْرَضْتُمْ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ كَفُورًا. Allah says, I hardly take you to the shore. I hardly take you out of the ICU. I give you the glad tidings and you turn your back to me. And it's not today, وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ كَفُورًا. Insan, you've always been doing that with me. It's not today, you've been always doing this with me. وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ كَفُورًا. So when Allah gives him that child, Sayyidina Zakaria begged Allah, beseeched Allah, يَرِثُنِي وَيَرِثُ مِنْ آلِ يَعْقُوبُ. Oh my Allah, I want a child, not for any material gain. I fear that after my demise, there's no reliable youngsters here that I can entrust this amanat of deen. Give me a son of Allah. And before Allah has confirmed the acceptance of his dua, he says, وَجَعَلْهُ رَبِّ رَضِيًّا. Oh my Allah, if you are going to accept this dua, and you ever decide to give me a child, then I'm asking you before the conception of my wife, make him one that is pleasing to you. Not when we ask, make dua that I have a child, the wife conceived, make dua the stages of pregnancy go right, make dua the birth goes right. When the child is born, make dua Allah keep them happy and healthy. Allah keep them happy and healthy. Now when the child is lost, make dua Allah give them hidayat. Hidayat was the first option of the believer at the time when the husband has relation. Never mind that, Islam goes beyond that. Nabi alayhi salam says, تَزَوَّجُوا فِي الْحِجْرِ الصَّالِحِ فَإِنَّ الْعِرْقَ دَسَّاسِ. When you are looking for a partner, then look for a girl that comes from a pious family. Why? The habits and the traits of that family will pass on to the offspring. Islam is that religion that considered instilling piety into our generation from the time we were selecting partners. So Allah, Nabi alayhi salam told him, Thalaba, Nabi alayhi salam made dua and Allah opened up wealth for him. Allah gave him so much wealth that now he had to move outside Medina. Now when he went outside Medina, he was deprived of the company of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, which Sahaba Ikram were blessed with. In Bukhari Sharif, first volume on page 155, there are the couplets of Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu. He says, وَفِينَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ يَتْلُو كِتَابًا وفينا رسول الله يتلو كتابه إذا انشق معروف من الفجر ساطع أرانا الهدى بعد العمى فقلوبنا به موقنات أنما قال واقع يبيت يجافي جنبه عن فراشه إذا استثقلت بالمشركين المضاجع. That oh people, we had the noble personality of Nabi alayhi salam amongst us. In Bukhari Sharif, second volume, there is a hadith under the chapter of the hijrat of Nabi alayhi salam and his sahaba. Before that, I mention another hadith, just speaking about the virtue of sahaba, of having the noble personality of Nabi alayhi salam. So he says, the Nabi of Allah used to be in our presence, recite Quran in the early part of the morning, in the holy lands of Makkah, in the galaxy of sahaba. Where can one comprehend the combination of every type of good fortune that can come, had come in the golden era of prophethood? One day Abu Musa Ashari radiallahu anhu said, I got up in the morning and I decided, La alzamanna Rasulallahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today I'm going to spend my day with Nabi alayhi salam. Like we say, today I'm going to the wife, today I'm going to the in-laws, today I'm going to the children, today I'll spend the day with my nephew, with my niece, with my uncle. He says, I decided today I'm going to sit the whole day with Nabi alayhi salam. He said, I came to the garden, Nabi alayhi salam had entered, Dakhala bi'ra Aris. Nabi alayhi salam had entered into the garden of one sahabi where there was a well by the name of Aris. And it was, there was a slight wall around it. I entered there, I greeted Nabi alayhi salatu was salam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kashafa an saqayhi, had lifted his blessed trouser, dallahuma fil bi'ri, and placed his blessed legs into the well. I sat by the door, and I said, la akunanna bawwaba rasulillah. I will sit by the door, and I will take care of whoever comes today. I'm sitting there, وَقَدْ تَرَكْتُ أَخِي, and I left my brother behind. I told him, I'm going to sit by Nabi alayhi salam, you must also come. فَإِذَا إِنسَانٌ يُحَرِّكُ الْبَابِ. Someone comes, فَدَقَّ الْبَابِ, knocks on the door. Who is it? Abu Bakr. I am Abu Bakr. عَلَى رِسْلِكُ. Wait, Abu Bakr, I will go and ask Nabi alayhi salam. If he gives you permission, you may enter. He comes to Nabi alayhi salam. Oh, Nabi of Allah. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is at the door. He seeks your permission and your consent to enter. Nabi alayhi salam said, اِذَنْ لَهُ وَبَشِّرْهُ بِالْجَنَّةِ. Tell Abu Bakr he can come inside and tell him also his abode in Jannat is confirmed. So Sayyidina Abu Musa Shari radiallahu anhu says, I went there. I told him, "Idhan, wa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yubashshiruka bil jannah. Come Abu Bakr, Nabi alayhi salam says you may enter and your abode in Jannah is confirmed." Allama Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi writes on the commentary of this hadith that this was the likes of Sahaba, that if a person is convinced by praising him, you will not flatter him, then you can tell him on his face that he will be in Jannah. But of course, that is not our condition. Our condition, wallah, like the poet says, يَظُنُّ النَّاسُ بِي خَيْرًا وَإِنِّي لَشَرُّهُمْ إِلَّمْ يَعْفُوا عَنِّي. People think good of me. Wallah, if Allah has to only reveal my inside, they will realize how evil I am. What does the poet say? وَاللَّهِ لَوْ عَلِمُوا قَبِيحَ سَرِيرَتِي وَاللَّهِ لَوْ عَلِمُوا قَبِيحَ سَرِيرَتِي لَأَبَى السَّلَامَ عَلَيَّ مَنْ يَلْقَانِي وَلَأَعْرَضُوا عَنِّي وَمَلُّوا صُحْبَتِي وَلَبُعْتُ بَعْدَ كَرَامَةٍ بِهَوَانِي لكن سترت معايبي ومثالبي وحلمت عن سقطي وعن طغياني فلك المحامد كلها بخواطري وجوارحي. Wallahi law alimu, wallah, those that are greeting me today, honoring me, revering me, saluting me, if Allah has to only one day reveal the thoughts of that cross my heart before them, never mind, they will stop greeting me, they won't even answer my salam. Wala a'radu anni wa mallu suhbati, as close as they are coming to me, faster than that they will run from me. وَلَبُعْتُ بَعْدَ كَرَامَةٍ بِهَوَانِي. Instantly from honor I will be disgraced in this world. لَكِنْ سَتَرْتَ مَعَايِبِي. But oh my Allah, you have been kind, you have concealed my faults. And we beg you Allah, conceal our faults on the day of Qiyamah also. يَبْنَ آدَمْ أَذْكُرُكَ وَتَنْسَانِي أَسْتُرُكَ وَلَا تَخْشَانِي. Oh my servant, I remember you but you forget me. I conceal your faults but you don't fear me. وَلَوْ أَمَرْتُ الْبِحَارَ لَبْتَلَعَتْكَ فِي بَطْنِهَا وَلَوْ أَمَرْتُ الْأَرْضَ لَأَغْرَقَتْكَ فِي مَعِينِهَا وَلَا بُدَّ لَكَ وَلِكُلِّ نَفْسٍ مِنَ الْمُرُورِ عَلَيَّ وَالْوُقُوفُ بَيْنَ يَدَيَّ لِأُذَكِّرَكَ أَفْعَالَكَ حَتَّى إِذَا أَيْقَنْتَ بِالْبَوَارِ وَأَدْرَكْتَ أَنَّكَ مِنْ أَهْلِ النَّارِ أوليتك غفراني ومنحتك رضواني وقلت لك لا تخف ولا تحزن لقد غفرت الذنوب والأوزار ومن أجلك سميت نفسي العزيز الغفار. Oh my servant, because of you I kept my name the one that forgives. Because of you, Nabi alayhi salam said, لو لم تذنبوا, in Targhib this riwayat comes, if you were not to sin, I feared that something greater than sinning would have come into you, and that is pride that you don't sin. So Thalaba radiallahu anhu, this person went out, he started staying in the outskirts of Medina. Now because of that, he could not come in the company of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We were speaking of that riwayat. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu enters. He sits next to Nabi alayhi salam. And he puts his blessed feet also in the well. وَصَنَعَ كَمَا صَنَعَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ وَسَلَمْ. And he does as Nabi alayhi salam said. Brothers, this is what we have to understand in the riwayat of Muslim Jallatani. The Sahabi says, نَهَانَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ عَنْ أَمْرٍ كَانَ لَنَا نَافِعًا وَطَوَاعِيَةُ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ هِيَ أَنْفَعُ لَنَا. Nabi alayhi salam told us to stop something in our farming, which openly, clearly was benefiting us. But he told us, stop it. He prohibited us from something beneficial. But Allah's qasam, the obedience of Nabi alayhi salam is more beneficial for us. The obedience of Nabi alayhi salam is most beneficial for the entire ummah. So Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu comes, he sits down next to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the riwayat of Mishkat Sharif, second volume under the Manaqib of Abu Bakr, there is a riwayat. Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha says, I was sitting, it was a bright moonlit night, my head was on the lap of Nabi alayhi salam. I glanced to the skies. I said, O Nabi of Allah, tell me, so many stars in the skies, has any ummati of yours got so much reward equivalent to the stars in the skies? Nabi alayhi salam, without any hesitation, said, Umar. So Aisha radiallahu anha said, and then what about my father Abu Bakr? Nabi alayhi salam said, innama, in the riwayat of Mishkat Jillatani, innama jami'u hasanati Umar ka hasanatin wahidatin min hasanati Abi Bakr. Oh Aisha, don't you know all the good of Umar is like one good act of Abu Bakr? In Hayat al-Sahaba, Mawlana Yusuf rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned this incident. One day someone came to Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu and he said, Wallahi, anta khayrun min Abi Bakr. Oh Umar, wallah, my personal opinion is you are more senior than Abu Bakr. If someone comes and tells us, we'll say, bye, next time say it louder. And do me a favor, whenever you meet so and so in a nice way, just mention this, that this is your opinion. Don't get me wrong, but inshallah, just mention it with hikmat, put it across to him also. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said, Wallahi la laylatum min Abi Bakr wa yawm khayrun min Umar wa Ali Umar. Wallah, you are saying I'm better than Abu Bakr. One night of Abu Bakr and one day of Abu Bakr is better than Umar and the entire Khattab progeny. Tell us, which is that night and which is that day of Abu Bakr? Oh, Umar radiallahu anhu said, at that day, when the Nabi of Allah demise, when the sun of Nabuwat was setting. And Fatima radiallahu anhu says, Ya Abata, ajaba rabban da'a. Ya Abata, ila Jibreel anan'a. Ya Abata, jannatul firdaus ma'wa. Oh, my father, it looks like you responded to the call of your Allah. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu was a young boy. These children that will be completing are young children. I will link it up to what I'm saying. In the riwayat of Bukhari, he says, Kana Umar yudkhiluni ma'a ashyakh badrin. Umar radiallahu anhu used to make me sit with the eminent sahaba who participated in the battle of Badr. Now in the riwayat of Bukhari, Jillatani, do you know who were the participants of Badr? Nabi alayhi salam said, لَعَلَّ اللَّهَ اِطَّلَعَ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَدْرٍ فَقَالَ اَعْمَلُوا مَا شِئْتُمْ فَإِنِّي قَدْ غَفَرْتُ لَكُمْ. Nabi alayhi salam says, Allah told the participants of Badr, your participation in Badr has pardoned the sins that you have committed and has equally pardoned the sins that you will commit till the day you die. In Kanzul Ummal, there is one riwayat on the occasion of Tabuk, when Sayyidina Uthman stood up and he contributed in the path of Allah. And then he said, مِئَةَ بَعِيرٍ بِأَحْلَاسِهَا وَأَقْتَابِهَا. 100 camels loaded, I'm responsible. Again Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made targheeb. Again he said, 100 camels loaded, I'm responsible. Again Nabi Alayhi Salaam said, who will spend? He came with 10,000 dirhams and he dropped it by Nabi Alayhi Salaam. Nabi Alayhi Salaam stood up and wallah brothers, he made such a dua that is not found in the books of history. It's not found anywhere in the books of hadith. غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَكَ يَا عُثْمَانَ مَا قَدَّمْتَ وَمَا أَخَّرْتَ وَمَا أَصْرَرْتَ وَمَا أَعْلَنْتَ وَمَا أَخْفَيْتَ وَمَا أَبْدَيْتَ وَمَا كَانَ مِنْكَ وَمَا هُوَ كَائِنٌ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. In Kanzul Ummal, this riwayat comes. Uthman, may Allah forgive your minor sins. Uthman, may Allah forgive your major sins. Uthman, may Allah forgive the sins you committed individually. Uthman, may Allah forgive the sins you committed collectively. Uthman, may Allah forgive you. Uthman, may Allah forgive your family. Uthman, may Allah forgive you and your generations till the day of Qiyamah. The world that is taking us away from Allah, in the riwayat of Musnad Ahmad, Nabi alayhi salam said, لا بأس بالغنى لمن اتق الله عز وجل. The one that has the fear of Allah, this wealth will bring him close to Allah. In that same riwayat of Kanzul Ummal, it is written, Nabi alayhi salam says, I was sitting, جاءني جبريل. Jibreel came to me, أدخلني جنة ربي. He took me into the garden of my Allah. I was sitting in the gardens of Jannat. One apple was placed in my hand. إذ جعلت تفاحة في يدي. This apple was placed in my hand. فانفلتت التفاحة نصفين. The apple was split in two. خرجت منها جارية. And like how from our apples come out insects, from that apple came out one woman of Jannat. لم أرى in riwayat of Kanzul Ummal, غالبا it's the 11th volume. لم أرى جارية أحسن منها حسنا ولا أجمل منها جمالا تسبح تسبيحا لم يسمع الأولون والآخرون بمثله. Such a beautiful woman I have never seen. Such a sweet voice I have never heard. I told her, who are you? She told me, أنا من الحور العين. خلقني الله من نور عرشه. I am from those women whom Allah has created from the light of His throne. My second question to this woman of Jannat was, for who has Allah created you? She answers, Lil Khalifatil Madlum Uthman ibn Affan. Allah has created me exclusively for the oppressed Khalifa Uthman ibn Affan. Abu Bakr was sitting there. In the riwayat of Kanzul Ummal, this riwayat I mentioned, Nabi alayhi salam then looked at Abu Bakr and said, Inna Allah yatajalla lin nasi ammatan wa yatajalla li Abi Bakrin khasa. Abu Bakr, do you know the climax and the pinnacle of ecstasy and joy for a jannati will be when he will be blessed with the countenance of his Allah. Abu Bakr, the entire creation will see Allah on one note. But let me tell you, Abu Bakr, Allah will reveal His beauty for you in seclusion. So Umar radiallahu anhu, Abdullah ibn Abbas says, Umar radiallahu anhu used to make me sit with the eminent sahaba who participated in Badr, a young boy. So some of them were not very comfortable. وَلَعَلَّ بَعْضَهُمْ وَجَدَ فِي نَفْسِهِ وَقَالْ لِمَ يَدْخُلُ هَذَا مَعْنَا وَلَنَا أَبْنَاءٌ مِثْلُهُ. And some of them made the comment that this boy is so young, he's 17, 18 years old, 16 years old, and we have children that are his age. Ilam, brothers, on the grounds of knowledge Allah will give these youngsters, is that you and I will be gathered in the masjid, the imam is not present, the time of salah, everybody looking around, intellectual, competent people sitting in the masjid. But the gaze does not go on professional people. The gaze does not go on learned people as far as this dunya, secular or academic is concerned. The gaze goes, where is Hafiz Saab? Where is that young boy? This young boy, at the age of 15 and 16, who you and I call clumsy, will come and stand on that musalla, where the master of both the world stood, and he will take the salah of the entire congregation and present it in the court of Allah. Wallah, just as you and I will give way for Hafiz Saab to walk and come in front on the day of Qiyamah, the creation will give way for Hafiz Saab to come in front of Allah. ثلاثة لا يهولهم الفزع الأكبر ولا ينالهم الحساب هم على كثيب من مسك حتى يفرغ من حساب الخلق رجل قرأ القرآن ابتغاء وجه الله وأم به قوما وهم به راضون وداع يدعو إلى الصلوات الخمس ابتغاء وجه الله وعبد أحسن فيما بينه وبين ربه وفيما بينه وبين مواليه. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu one day said, I will explain to you why I keep this boy in my company. First he silenced them by saying, إِنَّهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ عَلِمْتُمْ. You know the knowledge Allah has given this boy, it's no ordinary amount. And the knowledge of deen comes on the choice of Allah, on the favor of Allah. إِنَّ الْمَقَادِيرَ إِذَا تَسَاعَدَتْ أَلْحَقَتِ الْعَاجِزُ بِالْقَادِرِ. Mufti Shafi Saab rahmatullah alayhi writes this in the beginning of the tafsir, that when taqdeer is favorable and Allah's aid is with a person, then wallah, the helpless become helpful for the ummah. The helpless become helpful. That very child who was problematic, who the parents were tired of, were frustrated of, this is the very same child that comes and elevates that family in dunya, qabr and akhirat. So one day, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu called me in the gathering. And other sahaba were also sitting, and all the eminent sahaba, and I was a young boy. And then he asked everyone, ماذا تقولون في قول الله تعالى إذا جاء نصر الله? Tell me, what's your people's opinion about the verse, إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح? The literal translation, when you see the help of Allah coming in victory, and you see people entering into the fold of Islam in big numbers, then praise Allah and glorify Allah and ask Allah for forgiveness. Allah is most forgiving. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu asked everyone, what's your opinion and what knowledge do you have about this? So some of them observed silence. Others said, Umirna, we have been commanded that إِذَا نُصِرْنَا, when Allah aids us, نَحْمَدُ اللَّهِ, we must praise Allah, وَنَسْتَغْفِرُهُ, and we must ask forgiveness from Allah. This is what Allah tells us. You see victory, ask Allah forgiveness. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu then looked at me and he said, oh Ibn Abbas, do you hold the same view? He said, with due respect to these eminent sahaba, but Allah has shown me something else in this chapter of the Quran. And this was because of the dua of Nabi alayhi salam in his favor. He says, when I look at this ayah, I foresee subtle indications of the demise of Nabi alayhi salam. I can see the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is coming close. How is it, O Ibn Abbas, that Allah is telling his Nabi, when you see people entering into Islam, which is the accomplishment of your goal, so seek forgiveness, the time has come for you now to move on. Like the poet says it, we rejoice when that grandchild is coming, indeed is a bundle of joy, but he's also giving us a message that it's time to move on to the grandparent. The poet says, Mawlana Izzaz Saab rahmatullah alayhi writes this behind Nafhatul Arab in the Ash'ar there. Mawlana Izzaz rahmatullah alayhi, while mentioning in Faiz Abrari, it is written, Mawlana Abrar Saab rahmatullah alayhi one day mentioned that Mawlana Izzaz rahmatullah alayhi used to say, if Allah gives me place under his shade, and Allah gives me the hadith kitab of Abu Dawud, and Allah gives me few students in Jannat, I will be happy. He has written few couplets. The poet says, لَنَا خَتٌ وَلِلْأَيَّامِ خَتٌ وَبَيْنَهُمَا مُخَالَفَةُ الْمِدَادِ فَأَكْتُبُهُ سَوَادًا فِي بَيَاضٍ وَتَكْتُبُهُ بَيَاضًا فِي سَوَادِي. That I have a pen and the time also has a pen. Just as I am writing, the time and the error is also writing. The difference is I am writing with black ink on white paper and the time is writing with white strands of hair on black hair. The time is coming for me also to move on. لَنَا خَتُّ وَلِلْأَيَّامِ خَتُّ عِشْمَا شَئْتَ فَإِنَّكَ مَيِّتُ. In Mishkat Sharif, first volume, under the chapter Babu Dafni al-Mayyit, with reference to Tirmizi Sharif, under authority of Ibn Abi Mulaika, There are few couplets of Aisha radiallahu anha that are mentioned, that when her brother Abdul Rahman radiallahu anhu passed away, and then he was buried in Makkah, and she was very close to her brother Abdul Rahman. She was very, very close. So when she came for Hajj to Makkah, she said she wants to go and visit the grave of her brother. The ulama have written in detail what are the laws, permissibility, etc. So she came to the grave of her brother Abdul Rahman radiallahu anhu, and she said, وَكُنَّا كَنَدْمَانَيْ جَزِيمَةَ حِقْبَةً مِنَ الدَّهْرِ حَتَّى قِيلَ لَنْ يَتَصَدَّعَ وَكُنَّا كَنَدْمَانَيْ جَزِيمَةَ حِقْبَةً مِنَ الدَّهْرِ حَتَّى قِيلَ لَنْ يَتَصَدَّعَ فَلَمَّا تَفَرَّقْنَا كَأَنِّي وَمَالِكَ لِتُولِجِتِمَاعٍ لَمْ نَبِتْ لَيْلَةً مَعَا. That myself and my brother Abdul Rahman were so close, like the two ministers of the king Jazima, who ruled in previous times, and their wazarat, they were ministers for so long that people used to say, لَنْ يَتَصَدَّعَ. It looks like these two will never be separated. فَلَمَّا تَفَرَّقْنَا. But when time came and separated one from the other, it can be said, as one had to continue with his life, after the separation, and after one had to live after the demise of the other, and one continued with his life, it became such as though we never ever met in this world. So Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu was given honor, was given recognition, was given status on the grounds of the uloom that Allah had given him, the knowledge of deen. In the riwayat of Bukhari, when Nabi alayhi salam speaks about the three children that spoke in the cradle, لَمْ يَتَكَلَّمْ فِي الْمَهْدِ إِلَّا ثَلَاثٌ. Three children that spoke in the cradle. Nabi alayhi salam speaks about one child, one mother that was suckling her child. And while she was suckling her child, a horseman advances, مَرَّ رَجُلٌ Rakibun ala dabbatin sharihatin farihatin. A horseman advances in exclusive clothing on a swift pace with a beautiful horse. The mother suckling her child, which we know Allah has made the duty of the mother. وَعَلَى الْوَالِدَاتِ يُرْضِعْنَ أَوْلَادَهُنَّ حَوْلَيْنِ كَامِلَيْنِ لِمَنْ أَرَادَ أَن يُتِمَّ الرَّضَاعَةَ. The bond that Allah strengthens between the mother and the child at this time is unique. Perhaps the strongest bond between two humans. So the mother is suckling this child, and this horseman advances, and a gaze falls on this man, and she's impressed, and she's obsessed. She's captured by his striking features, by his swift pace mounted onto his horse. In any human desire that any mother would crave or desire for her child, she makes dua, Allahumma ja'al ibni mithlahu. Oh my Allah, today I'm suckling this child of mine. He's weak, he's helpless. One day he will grow up. Let that day come in my life that I see this young child of mine also dressed in exclusive clothing, also mounted on a horse and advancing like this. Nabi alayhi salam says, fataraka thadya. The child left the chest of his mother and he looked up and he said, Allahumma la taj'alni mithlahu. Oh my Allah, don't ever accept the dua of my mother. Don't make me like that man. Nabi alayhi salam says, the child continues drinking the milk. Brothers, it is the knowledge of deen that will give us izzat in this dunya, qabr and akhirat. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu used to say, An-nasu min jihati at-tamthili anka'u, abuhum adamu wal-ummu hawwa'u, nafsun ka nafsin, wa arwahum mushakalatun, wa a'zamun khuliqat fihim wa a'da'u, fa'in yakun lahum min aslihim hasabun yufakhiruna bihi fattinu wal-ma'u, mal fadlu illa li ahli al-ilmi, innahum ala al-huda liman istahda adilla'u, wa qadru kullum ri'im ma kana yuhsinuhu, wa lil-rijali ala al-af'ali asma'u, wa ziddu kullum ri'im ma kana yajhaluhu, wal jahiluna li ahli al-ilmi a'da'u. That man, from a human angle, no one is more superior to another. If there's anything that makes man superior over his brother or his neighbor, it is the knowledge of deen and nothing else. On the grounds of that, Allah will give honor and respect and dignity. How fortunate are those whose heart Allah has accepted to preserve the Quran. I have always said this and I repeat this. These very young children who today you and I will witness them completing the Quran. Perhaps their parents will say, this boy is very clumsy. Don't ever leave the car keys with him. You must never leave the house keys with him. I'll never leave my phone with him. I'll never leave my wallet with him. You and I don't regard them capable of entrusting them with a wallet, with a phone, وثقي. That is the eye with which we view them. Allah alone knows what He has seen in this child, that you don't trust him with your car, but Allah has trusted him with his Quran. And you and I, who claim competence, who claim intelligence, Allah hasn't even entrusted us with one Yasin Sharif properly. 10 years have lapsed and we have not even memorized one Yasin properly. So then the question is, my brother, are you clumsy or is he clumsy? Are we clumsy or are these children clumsy? A woman passes by, the mother is suckling the child. Marru bi jariyatin. People are telling this child, zanayti sarakti, zanayti sarakti. You are guilty of fornication, you are guilty of theft. The mother looks at the disgraced child. Allahumma la taj'al ibni mithlaha. Oh Allah, don't make my child so disgraced. The child looks, leaves the chest of his mother, and he makes dua to Allah. Allahumma ja'alni mithlaha. Oh my Allah, I beg you, I beseech you, I implore you, please make me like this child. Nabi alayhi salam says, fataraja'a al-kalam. Mother and child now debating. A child in his infancy. The mother says, oh my beloved, brothers, what compass have we put before our children? Are we giving them the best in their interests? In Ma'riful Quran it is written that when the brother of Yusuf alayhi salam returned, Yehuda, with the shirt of Yusuf alayhi salam, فَلَمَّا أَنْجَاءَ الْبَشِيرُ أَلْقَاهُ عَلَىٰ وَجْهِهِ فَارْتَدَّ بَصِيرًا قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. He returns with the shirt and he places it on his father, and instantly Allah restores the sight of the father. So Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam rejoices. According to the riwayat of Hassan Basri in the Hashia of Jalalain, 80 years of separation, and some riwayat suggest 40 years of separation. The Quran says, فَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ. Kadama in Arabic literally means to contain, to hold back, to control. مَنْ كَظَمَ غَيْضًا. To suppress, to subdue. Kadim, the condition of Yaqub alayhi salam had become such that because of the pinnacle of depression, and likewise he had controlled and contained himself completely. Man batha lam yasbir. He who speaks about his problems to everyone has not made sabr. So this was his condition. So Yaqub alayhi salam tells his son, oh my son, today you have brought so much joy to me that wallah I feel obligated that I have to, as a token of appreciation, with reference to Ghaliban Hassan Basri, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali writes in Ma'riful Quran, 5th volume, that oh my son, I have to express my gratitude to you. You have really brought joy to me. Like we learn in the riwayat of وَعَلَى الثَّلَاثَةِ الَّذِينَ خُلِّفُ, also those sahaba, that how on the occasion when happiness is brought to you, then to reward the person who brings the glad tidings to you. So Yaqub alayhi salam tells his son, oh my son, you know this is the house of Nabuwwah, there is nothing to be found here. So there's nothing physical, material that I can present. But oh my son, I am your father and you are my son. And my dua in your favor will definitely be accepted. I express my gratitude to you. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali writes this. He tells his son, oh my son, I have nothing material, but for the joy that you have brought to me, I have one dua for you. And my dua is, may Allah ease in the pangs of death for you. Have we ever considered, رحم الله والدا أعان ولده على بره. That father who engages in steering his youth, his children towards the obedience of Allah, is perpetually under the dua of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah shower his mercy, his blessings, his favor on that father who assists his children towards Allah's obedience. رحم الله والدا أعان ولده على بره. Brothers, the knowledge of deen is most sacred to Allah, is most precious to Allah. If we will not give our children deen, if the discussion in the home will not revolve around Allah's deen, this heart Allah has made it such, either you put Allah's love in here, or else this heart will start loving wallah the things of this dunya, and to such an extent that if Allah is not put in this heart, we see the non-Muslims degrading this heart to such a low level that now they have substituted that love that was supposed to be for Allah. They are loving animals, if not dogs, in this condition. If our topic in the house will not revolve around the names of the 11 wives of Nabi alayhi salam, we'll be talking of the 11 players of Bafana. Wallah, how many of us who will know the names of the 11 players on that team do not know the names of the 11 wives of Nabi alayhi salam? If we will not speak deen in our house, then this is what we will speak. At this time and age, where globally the challenge on the ummah is so difficult to preserve iman, that some people are wearing their kafan to go and read Fajr Salah in the third haram of Islam. How can you and I stand up and say, Wallah, we were living in a place where crime was common, so we had to read namaz in our homes. Allah will say, people in your time were donning their kafan to go and read Salah in the third haram of Islam. What are you talking of crime? So brothers, let us put deen into our children. Let the topic and the discussion at home revolve around deen. Deen is so beloved to Allah that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, to memorize deen, when Musa alayhi salam stood up to give a lecture and someone asked him, Man a'lamu an-nasi ya Musa, oh Musa, who is the most learned person? So he said, myself. And Allah disliked that because Allah disciplines a Nabi. Just as you and I mold and shape our children so that they reflect good conduct and good character amongst people, in the very same way, Allah molds and shapes the life of every Nabi so that it can serve guidance for the people of that time. And wallah, Allah shaped and molded the life of Nabi alayhi salam in such a way that it can reflect guidance for humanity till the day of Qiyamah. That is why Nabi alayhi salam said, Adabani Rabbi fa ahsana ta'dibi. My Allah divinely made my tarbiyah. So Allah told Musa alayhi salam, no, Musa, there is one person at the juncture of the two oceans. Abdam min ibadina ataynahu rahmatan min indina wa allamnahu min ladunna ilma. For the knowledge of deen. One day I was giving a talk and Allah put this thought in my mind. Today there is a great misconception in the ummah about the knowledge of deen and the information of deen. Brothers, information, wallah, you can access through your computer, you can access through literature. But the tarteeb of acquiring the knowledge of deen throughout the ages has remained one. You will humble yourself, you will kneel before your ustad, you will beg his permission, you will serve and spend your life in his servitude. Then if Allah so wills, he will give you a fraction. Otherwise, there's no other way of getting the knowledge of deen. Any and every way besides this way is information and not knowledge. Information, yes, that can come with great ease, but not the knowledge of deen. When we sit before our asatida and take their du'as, that comes with divine inspiration from Allah. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam is that person. Now look at the tone, look at the difference in the tone of Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam, according to the riwayat of Muslim Jillathani, when Allah sent the Malakul Maut to come and take the soul of Musa alayhi salam, فَلَطَمَهُ, Nabi alayhi salam says, Musa alayhi salam slapped the angel of death, فَقَفَأَ عَيْنَهُ, his eye fell out. The angel of death went back to Allah and he said, أَرْسَلْتَنِي إِلَىٰ عَبْدٍ لَا يُرِيدُ الْمَوْتِ. Oh my Allah, today you have sent me to such a person who wallah doesn't want to die. Allah said, go back to him and identify yourself as the angel of death. And then tell Musa, يَضَعُ يَدَهُ عَلَى مَتَنِ ثَوْرٍ فَلَهُ بِمَا غَتَّتْ يَدُهُ بِكُلِّ شَعْرَةٍ حَسَنَةٍ بِكُلِّ شَعْرَةٍ سَنَةٍ. Tell Musa that you're the angel of death, you have come on the command of Allah, and tell him he can put his hand on the back of an ox, and every hair, every strand of hair that he touches, he will be granted extension of 1 year's life. So the angel of death comes. And he mentions this to Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam says, Thumma ma, if I am granted extension of life for so many years, but after that expires, what's after that? He says, Thumma al-maut, inevitably then death is to prevail. So he says, if that is the case, then al-an, then rather take me now. And then Nabi alayhi salam says, Fasa'ala rabbahu an yudnihi min al-ardi al-muqaddasa. Musa alayhi salam says, oh my Allah, bring me close to the blessed land, which is the base of Anbiya in Palestine. And Nabi alayhi salam telling his sahaba says, وَلَوْ كُنْتُ ثَمَّ لَأَرَيْتُكُمْ قَبْرَهُ إِلَىٰ تَحْتَ الْكَثِيبِ الْأَحْمَرِ. That if I was present, I would have shown you the grave of Musa at the foot of a red hill. So Musa alayhi salam is that Nabi who even had the authority of sending the angel of death back. In Mi'raj, when Nabi alayhi salam went to meet Allah and he returns, then it was no Nabi who had the courage to return Nabi alayhi salam back other than Musa alayhi salam. And Maulana Idris Kandalwi rahmatullah alayhi, I've read this myself, Maulana Idris Kandalwi rahmatullah alayhi writes in Sirat-e-Mustafa on Nukta in one harsha, he writes Nukta. And then he writes, what was the wisdom that Musa alayhi salam returns Nabi alayhi salam and no other Nabi? Not Ibrahim alayhi salam. He first met with Ibrahim alayhi salam, but Musa alayhi salam returned. He says, because Musa was Kalimullah, one who spoke with Allah. So he said, don't worry, we on the phone, I got good contact. You say, I referred you. Manana Idris Kandalvi rahmatullah has written this in Sirat Mustafa. That I, you. Musa alayhi salam was that man who sent the angel of death. Musa alayhi salam was that man who referred Nabi alayhi salam. But brothers, now listen how he has toned down before his ustad. Now listen how he has toned down. He comes before Khidr alayhi salam. He's wrapped up in a cloth. Assalamu alaykum. Anna bi ardika salam. Who is making salam ya? Musa. Which Musa are you? Musa Bani Israel. Why have you come? Ala an tu'allimani mimma 'allimta rushta. I beg you, I beseech you, I ask you, if you don't mind, can you please teach me something that Allah has given you? The ulama unanimously agree that Khidr is more senior than Musa alayhi salam. But at this juncture, Khidr alayhi salam is the ustad. So look at the sternness and the authority of an ustad, which he has. He says, إِنَّكَ لَن تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعْيَ صَبْرًا. You will not able to comply with my condition, so please leave from now. Brothers, the knowledge of deen is the most beloved thing to Allah. Wallah, if we will not give our children deen, then the fear is not that that child will only go astray. Like we learn in that incident of Khidr alayhi salam, that when he took that child and he slaughtered that child, the Quran says, وَأَمَّا الْغُلَامُ فَكَانَ أَبَوَاهُ مُؤْمِنَيْنِ وَأَمَّا الْغُلَامُ فَكَانَ أَبَوَاهُ مُؤْمِنَيْنِ فَخَشِيْنَا أَن يُرْهِقَهُمَا تُغْيَانًا وَكُفْرًا فَأَرَدْنَا أَن يُبْدِلَهُمَا رَبُّهُمَا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُ زَكَاةً وَأَقْرَبَ رُحْمًا. That this child was to grow up and he was going to become a kafir. And he was going to influence his parents also in kufr, because of the attachment of the parents with the child. So the child, because of lacking deen, was going to go to Jahannam and take his parents also towards Jahannam. Allah, out of his kindness, took that child before he matured, making Jannat wajib for him and his parents. Brothers, the answer is deen. Today the ummah is going through so many problems in their homes. Wallah, if there is deen, then that will solve all the problems. If there is deen, there will be understanding. There will be muhabbat. Like Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi says, get your daughter married to a pious man. In ahabbaha akramaha. If he loves her, then inshallah things will go well. There will be no problem. But if he doesn't like her, then the fear of Allah will prevent him from oppressing her. Wealth will perhaps provoke him. The only thing that will stop this boy from oppressing your daughter and with loving, with muhabbat and understanding and reviving the life of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our homes. In that month of Rabiul Awwal, the entire ummah is speaking about the life of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, relevant to our situation here on the occasion of the completion of Quran and speaking about Quran. My Ustad Qarayub sahab, damat barakatuhum, may Allah give him barakat in his health, in his wealth and in his service for deen, has rendered before us Quran in the most beautiful way. And wallahi, he has devoted his life to the service of deen. Speaking about Quran and the recitation of Quran, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, in the riwayat of Bukhari Sharif, when Sahaba made hijrat, and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu also made hijrat, and he came to Habsha, and he met Ibn al-Daghina, فَلَقِيَهُ Ibn al-Daghina وَهُوَ سَيِّدُ الْقَارَى. So Ibn al-Daghina told Abu Bakr, أَيْنَ تُرِيدُ يَا أَبَا بَكْرٍ فَإِنَّ مِثْلَكَ لَا يَخْرُجْ وَلَا يُخْرَجْ. Abu Bakr, where are you off to? People like you cannot leave Makkah and people like you cannot be driven out of Makkah. So he said, no, my nation has oppressed me and they do not allow me to read the Quran and worship my Allah. So I'm going and I will worship my Allah in Abyssinia where I can have the freedom of religion. So Ibn al-Daghina said, no, this will never happen. Irji' ila baladik wa'bud rabbak. Go back to your town and your locality and you will worship your Allah there. And you are under my protection. And he comes back to Makkah. He gathers the people of Makkah. And then he admonishes them. He reprimands them. He says, a noble man like Abu Bakr, how can you compel a man like this to leave? What will the people of Makkah think about you? So they said, that, oh, Ibn Daghina, we honor what you say, but we have one problem with Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu reads Quran too beautiful. This is the riwayat of Bukhari. وَكَانَ أَبُو بَكْرٍ رَجُلًا بَكَّاءَ لَا يَمْلِكُ عَيْنَيْهِ إِذَا قَرَأَ الْقُرْآنِ. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was a man who cried profusely. He could not control his tears when he cried. Salih Muzani rahmatullah alayhi says, رَأَيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فِي الْمَنَامِ. I seen Nabi alayhi salam in a dream. I started reading the Quran. I completed the Quran. Nabi alayhi salam told me, يَا صَالِح, هَذِهِ الْقُرْآنِ, هَذِهِ الْقِرَاءَ, فَأَيْنَ الْبُكَاءِ. Oh Salih, you have recited the Quran so beautiful. Where are the tears? Quran and tears go together. Quran in the early part of the morning, wallah, it is these young children, when you and I were enjoying our sleep, and we were in deep sleep, and they were getting up, and the combination of the effort of ustad and child has made this day a reality. The author of Bahjatul Azhar says, I seen Ali radiallahu anhu in a dream, and he said, wallahi, lawla alladhina lahum wirdun yaqoomuna, وآخرون لهم سرد يسومون لدكدكت أرضكم من تحتكم سحرا لأنكم قوم سوء ما تطيعون. If it wasn't for these children who get up in the early morning and read Quran, and if it wasn't for the innocent animals in the jungles, your actions are such that Allah would actually open the doors of azab on you. So they told Ibn al-Daghina, Ibn al-Daghina, we got no problem. But Abu Bakr reads Quran in the words, I'll quote the words of Bukhari Jillatani, إِنَّا نَخْشَى أَن يَفْتِنَ النِّسَاءَنَا وَأَبَنَا أَنَا. We fear when Abu Bakr reads Quran, our women, although they are non-Muslims, they cannot resist the tune of Abu Bakr. Wallah, they cannot resist how this man reads Quran. May Allah make us such that when we read Quran, hearts are affected. Wallah, Abraz Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi has written in Faiz Abrazi, it is written, he says, the Quran says, فَذَكِّرْ بِالْقُرْآنِ مَنْ يَخَافْ نَتْ مَنْ يَفْرَحْ. Sometimes when we read in Quran, we are expressing joy. Indeed, if it is the ayat of Jannat, then by all means. But sometimes the ayat of Jahannam are being recited. With no understanding, we rejoice in. The Quran says, remind those that fear. Maulana writes under the commentary of this ayat, وَلَوْ أَنَّ قُرْآنًا سُيِّرَتْ بِهِ الْجِبَالُ أَوْ قُطِّعَتْ بِهِ الْأَرْضُ أَوْ كُلِّمَ بِهِ الْمَوْتَى بَلْ لِلَّهِ الْأَمْرُ جَمِيعًا. That the kuffar came and told Nabi alayhi salam, we will not accept you as a Nabi until you do not move these mountains from here. وَلْيَبْعَثْ لَنَا, in the riwayat of Bidayah, وَلْيَبْعَثْ لَنَا مَنْ مَضَى مِنْ آبَائِنَا, and tell the dead man to stand up. وَلْيَكُنْ فِيهِمْ قُسَيْ بْنُ كِلَابٍ, and revive Qusay from his grave. فَإِنْ صَدَقُوكَ صَدَّقْنَاكَ وَإِنْ كَذَبُوكَ كَذَّبْنَاكَ. Move the mountains from here. Then the second request, وَلْيُبَحِّرْ فِيهَا أَنْهَارًا كَأَنْهَارِ الشَّامِ وَالْعِرَاقِ. We want rivers to flow. Then we want the miracle of Sulaiman alayhi salam. أَوْ قُطِّعَتْ بِهِ الْجِبَالِ أَوْ قُطِّعَتْ بِهِ الْأَرْضِ. That just as Sulaiman alayhi salam, by the aid of the wind, used to cover distance. By the virtue of the Quran, we want you to cover distance for us also. Just traveling to Sham and Syria is very far. And then just as Isa alayhi salam used to speak to the deceased, by virtue of the Quran, كُلِّمَ بِهِ الْمَوْتَى, we want the dead people to stand up and speak. Maulana writes that physically Allah did not make this happen, but indeed those hearts that were dead, Allah gave them life. Those people that were far from Jannat, Allah brought them close to Jannat. And those hearts that were dead from Hidayat spoke with Hidayat. So what did they say when Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu reads Quran? Wallah brothers, if that will be the environment, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says, Allah, my time is finished, I haven't started. لَيْسَ شَيْءٌ أَقَرَّ لِعَيْنِ الْمُؤْمِنِ مِنْ أَنْ يَرَى زَوْجَتَهُ وَأَوْلَادَهُ مُطِيعِينَ لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says, wallah, there is nothing more soothing to the heart, of a believer, and more comforting to the eye of a believer, than when he walks home after Fajr, he finds his wife in sajda, his son holding the Quran, the one son in wudu, the one son helping the other one, the one reading Quran, one listening to the Quran. At this time, when Muslims have to enter into homes, where Allah forgive each person sitting in his own room, looking at haram, listening to haram. One youngster was walking in the streets of Medina, and he was singing some songs. Nabi alayhi salam told him, وَيْلَكَ يَا شَابْ, وَيْلَكَ يَا شَابْ, وَيْلَكَ يَا شَابْ, هَلَّا بِالْقُرْآنِ تُغَنِّي, هَلَّا بِالْقُرْآنِ تُغَنِّي, woe be to you my young boy, Allah has given you such a sweet voice, will you not convert that music into the words of Allah? There's nothing more comforting to the eye of the believer than to walk into such an environment that the wife is in sujood before Allah. So sad, so many people have to. One day I met one brother rushing after Fajr. I told him, bhai, come sit down, join us for the morning fikr. He said, no, Malana, I have to wake my wife up. If I don't go back, her Fajr is gone. So to walk into such homes where tilawat is taking place, the deen of Allah is taking place, there will be love, there will be muhabbat, there will be understanding. That house where Surah Baqarah is recited, Nabi alayhi salam says, shaitan does not come close to that house. I end with one riwayat. Brothers, Quran is the only thing, deen is the only thing that will unite the hearts, bring muhabbat, peace and understanding. Today, because of the absence of deen, we find today so many of our marriages are breaking up. There is no more muhabbat, there is no more sharam, there is absolutely nothing. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says, وَكَّلَنِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ بِحِفْظِ زَكَاةِ رَمَضَانِ. Nabi alayhi salam told me one day that Abu Hurairah, I'm giving you this, look after the zakat that was gathered in the month of Ramadan. Let me just complete that hadith of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu first. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu comes back to Makkah and he starts making ibadat. And Ibn al-Daghina said, look, you do me one condition, you read Quran quietly in your house. I told you to come back and you are under my protection. The riwayat of Bukhari Sharif, you are under my protection, but you read Quran in your house so that nobody can interfere. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu agreed and he said, Summa bada li Abi Bakrin. But brothers, iman you cannot suppress. The love of Quran, a person that wants to read Quran. Wallah, today when the world are openly doing their wrong, then how can a man who has the jazba of deen suppress it? When iman is not developed, then Allah forgive, it is like us, at times suppressed and at times even abandoned. At times we shun it, at times we abandon it. But when iman is developed, it cannot be suppressed. Then few days passed like this. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was not comfortable with reading Quran softly. He made a little room in front of his house, fi fina'i baytihi, and he came out and he started reading Quran loud again. Again the woman started coming. And they started listening to the melodious voice of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Kuffar woman. Allahu Akbar. They came and they started listening to how Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is reading Quran. The children came and they listening to how Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is reading Quran. They went to Ibn al-Daghina, heard about this. Ibn al-Daghina came back. Said, oh Abu Bakr. And they told him, Inna ajarna Abu Bakrin bijiwarik. We honored your security which you extended to Abu Bakr, conditional that he worships his Lord in seclusion. فَقَدْ جَاوَزَ ذَلِكَ. But unfortunately he has trespassed and he has started worshipping his Lord loudly and he's reading Quran openly. So Ibn al-Daghina came back to Abu Bakr and he said, oh Abu Bakr, I invited you back to Makkah and I asked you and you promised that you will recite Quran softly and because of that I will protect you. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, that فَإِنِّي أَرُدُّ إِلَيْكَ جِوَارَكَ وَأَرْضَى بِجِوَارِ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. I return to you. Tumhe tumhari hifazat mubarak. I return to you your safety and your security. I am under the security of my Allah. The pleasure I derive in reading Quran loudly, nothing but nothing can stop me. Wallah, the time has to come that this ummah, in Tanzimul Ashtat, in the riwayat of Mishkat, in the Shara, Tanzimul Ashtat is a Shara. There's one riwayat I came across where Abdullah ibn Zayd ibn Abdirabbihi radiallahu anhu, who comes in the chapters of Azan. After the demise of Nabi alayhi salam, he came to the Kaaba and he made dua. Said, oh Allah, as long as your Nabi was alive, these eyes had some purpose and that is to look at your Nabi. Your Nabi is gone. What am I going to do with these eyes? Why don't you take them away and give it back to me and look at your Nabi in Jannah? فَكُفَّ بَصَرُهُ. Instantly he lost his sight. Brothers, the time has to come that we derive pleasure in reading Quran. That we enjoy ourselves while communicating with Allah. Imam Ahmad asked Allah, بِأَيِّ شَيْءٍ تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيْكَ الْمُتَقَرِّبُونَ. Oh Allah, how did the people come close to you? Allah said, بِكَلَامِ. By my word. Imam Ahmad asked, بِفَهْمٍ أَوْ بِغَيْرِ فَهْمٍ. With understanding or without understanding. Allah said, whether you understand or you don't understand, read it and you'll come close to me. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu used to say, لَوْ أَنَّ قُلُوبَنَا طَهُرَتْ مَا شَبِعْنَا مِنْ كَلَامِ رَبِّنَا. If our hearts were cleansed from the pollution of this world, we would have never tired listening to the word of Allah. We would have never tired. People will be watching. In fact, there's a warning out that people will be staring at the games for 3 hours. There's a health risk. For 3 hours consecutive. And imagine, brothers, look at the world. Ya Allah, give hidayat. The whole of England, if not the whole of Europe, is praying for one man's foot to come right to kick a ball. Brothers, let us think and understand, where has this world come to? for the world to pray for one man in the churches that his foot recovers so he can kick a ball. Wallah, Allah has not sent this ummah for entertainment in this dunya. Entertainment does not befit the majesty of Allah. لَوْ أَرَدْنَا أَن نَتَّخِذَ لَهْوًا لَاتَّخَذْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا. Allah says if we wanted to entertain ourselves, we would have entertained ourselves in Jannah. We would have entertained ourselves by what we have. There was no need to create insan. And the hadith of Nabi alayhi salam, as far as insan is concerned, entertainment does not befit the majesty of a believer in this world. Yes, perhaps a child with an undeveloped mind, يَعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبٌ وَلَهُونَ. A child with an undeveloped mind will enjoy some entertainment. But entertainment at your choice, Jannat has been designed to accommodate your entertainment. كُلُّ شَيْءٍ مِّنْ لَهْوِ الدُّنْيَا بَاطِلٍ. Nabi alayhi salam says all forms of entertainment is false and in vain with the exception of three. إِنْتِظَالُكَ لِقَوْسِكَ. I end now inshallah. وَتَأْدِيبُكَ لِفَرَسِكَ وَمُلَاعَبَتُكَ لِأَهْلِكَ. Nabi alayhi salam said, إِنْتِظَالُكَ لِقَوْسِكَ. When you are playing with your bow and arrow, إِرْمُوا فَإِنَّ أَبَاكُمْ كَانَ رَامِيَا. Develop the art and become an archer. Your father was an archer. So while you are busy doing that, and apparently you are doing something in vain, you are not hitting any target, you haven't hit any person, what have you benefited? But ultimately this is going to give you one shari benefit, and that is in the battle you will use the bow and arrow. So Nabi alayhi salam says this action which is apparently in vain has been divinely excused and made lawful and permissible. وَتَأْدِيبُكَ لِفَرَسِكَ. When you train in your horse, when you gallop in your horse, when you mount in on your horse, why? Because tomorrow you will mount on that horse. فَوَسَطْنَ بِهِ جَمْعًا. And it will penetrate in the thick of battle, endangering its life for the victory of his master. That also Nabi alayhi salam says, apparently in vain, but ultimately it will have a shari object. And the third thing, وَمُلَاعَبَتُكَ لِأَهْلِكَ فَإِنَّهُنَّ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. That when you meet with your partner in seclusion, and you fondle with your partner, this is a human desire. And brothers, really speaking, if wallah a man will have a healthy relation in his house, then inshallah it will save him from having unlawful relation outside. If a man will start smiling to his wife, inshallah he'll stop smiling to mistress. But unfortunately today the condition is, we smile in whole day, in the lunch break, in the office. So when we come home, Allah forgive, our muscles are tired of smiling with that wife that's waiting to smile. And really, that woman with chastity and modesty awaits us. But because we are smiling with everybody, a pleasant smile, and when we walk home and the wife gives up a warm smile, they say this husband and wife were not talking and they have to go for a function. Now, as you get there, it's not going to look nice if they don't speak, so they pass the zoo. So the husband said, let me make some conversation. He asked the wife, any family here? So she says, gee, my in-laws. وَمُلَاعَبَتُكَ لِأَهْلِكَ فَإِنَّهُنَّ مِنَ الْحَقِّمِ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, these are the three forms of apparent entertainment which Allah has made lawful for the ummah. Other than that, it does not befit the majesty of a believer to involve himself in the entertainment of this dunya. We may go to the Almighty Allah, may He accept this get together of ours. May Allah take these two young boys who have memorized the Quran, may Allah take them from strength to strength. May Allah take them and let them advance in deen. Brothers, this is where Allah wants us to stretch an envious eye. Really, our children shouldn't be looking at all those other things. Like one person mentioned it so beautifully, some people debate the benefit of looking at soccer. We see when it comes to our physical health, there is perhaps a type of medication which we know is beneficial, is healthy, has 10 benefits. There's one disadvantage, and that is the date has expired. We consider that one disadvantage and we shun all the benefits. It's alright, I'll sleep without my food being digested. I'll sleep with a headache. We know the benefit of the pill. We know the benefit of the tablet. 10 benefits we have, how it can assist us. One disadvantage to our health we are risking, and that is the expiry of date. We will throw that food away. We will get rid of that tablet. Why? Because the chances are, perhaps we might harm our health. Brothers, here, when we know our deen is definitely وَيَسُدَّكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَعَنِ الصَّلَاةِ, we're definitely is going to be harming our deen. Let us not become prey and let us not become gullible to the West for them to sway us in the direction they want. But rather instead, these two young boys that will be completing before us, let us look at them, let us admire them, let us envy them. If we, Allah has given us children, let us take the initiative to send our children also, that Allah makes this a day of reality in our lives also. May Allah accept the combined effort of the ustad, the student and the parent, and may Allah reward them and accept this program. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Syntech CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.